This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Sue and I are kind of arguing about the weather here. We heard Dave Murray's forecast because I'm not crazy about it getting into the 90s again, but
95.
Allow me to point out, yes, but 95 with a dew point that's in the low 60s compared to, you know, a dew point of 74, 75. I love talking about the dew point know what I'm talking about, too. But I'm just telling you, that's a different... And then when the sun starts to go down, and let's face it, it's going down a lot sooner, it will cool off very nicely. So I think a couple of days in the upper 80s and the 90s in September, although I don't find that to be football weather. I don't like watching a football game when it's 90 degrees. Sure, if you're in the sun on Saturday and it's in the 90s, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
But it's not like July or August. So
no,
I think
it's
that
not
that's
the same.
Good news. You know, we love having George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet on as a guest because he offers us so many insights into some of the creepy stuff that happens on the web. I'm going to offer you an example of that. There's a new type of spyware that is taking webcam pictures of people when you're doing something very specifically that I will get into when George joins us at 5:32. But man, I got to tell you something. You know, you can't feel safe anywhere, even on your own computer, once you hear that story, which is kind of unfortunate. We also have an audio cut of the day a little later this hour. Bill O'Reilly's going to be on the show tomorrow. I always like chatting with Bill. He's got a new book out. We'll catch up on some of the news of the day. I do, you know, often point out that I get two Bills. I get regular Bill and I get Krabby Bill. So we'll see if we can get Krabby Bill. And I can relate with Krabby Bill because I can be Krabby Mark,
sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Not
it's
a problem
all
at all. Tim Fitch, who's a regular on the Reardon Roundtable, who's a former St. Louis County Police Chief, former St. Louis County Councilman, is with us to talk about a few things tonight. How are you, Chief? Welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
So I saw this yesterday on the ex formerly Twitter, and then at that point I did not realize that you were involved in the reopening of this cold case from 1980. You got to fact check me here. This was in Ellisville in 1980 at a Dairy Queen where a murder took place, and you're reopening.
That's right.
And Melissa Price Smith, who is the new St. Louis County prosecutor, is reopening this investigation.
Yep. Yeah, so I don't know if you know or I've been mentioned before. I'm still a police officer for Ellisville. I do it as a volunteer for them, but I'm still in their roster, a sworn police officer.
Wow.
So I found out that they had one murder ever in the history of Ellisville, and it happened in 1980, in April of 1980, and I asked the chief if he'd like me to take a look at it, because that was much of my background when I was at the county police before I screwed up and started taking promotional tests. at any rate, so he said, absolutely, I'd like you to take a look at it. So I've been working on this since April, and I've been through all of the case file, case notes, reports, lab reports, and I felt like there was more work that could be done on this. So she, you know, a little bit about her history is she was a mother of three. She had three kids, 16, 18, and 21. When she was shot and killed, she was working alone in the restaurant, closing up for the night. As the night manager 2 days a week, the rest of the She was full-time secretary at Parkway South Middle School at the time, and someone apparently accosted her as she came out the front door of the Dairy Queen at Clayton and Clarkson and made her go back inside and basically ransacked the office area, probably looking for money or making it look like they were looking for money. They were only able to get about $125. That was the startup money for the next day because she had already deposited into the locked safe the receipts for the day, and she had no code for the safe to get into it. So she was basically shot and killed in the office area of the Dairy Queen over $125 robbery.
Jeez.
Yeah. So pretty bad, pretty dead deal. So looking into this, I found out that all three of her children, who basically, I was a freshman in college when this happened, so they were around my age. They're all deceased. All three of her children were deceased.
Wow, really?
And I found out from talking to other relatives and friends, they all had, I will say, this murder of their mother had a severe impact on their life. So when you think that there's just one victim here, there are many victims in a homicide. It's not just the person that was killed. Their family are victims as well. And certainly, and by the way, none of her children had children of their own. So she had no grandchildren.
So what drew you, Margie Walsh was her name, Margaret Walsh, right? What drew you to this particular case? And why would you have hope that maybe you can get some answers now in 2025?
Because what Ellisville did a wonderful job of doing was maintaining the evidence of this murder for 45 years. So basically in 1980, the Major Case Squad worked this because Ellisville called the Major Case Squad to handle it. And they submitted all the evidence to the county crime lab. It was tested. Very little was gained from it. But think about this, Mark. They haven't seen this evidence for 45 years. What's changed in forensic science?
A lot.
We have Niven.
Yeah, a lot.
Ballistics. You know, you could do much more with ballistics. And a round was recovered from her body. So we resubmitted the bullet that was recovered from her body. We resubmitted all of the clothing. One of the other things that was interesting is we resubmitted a rubber glove that was found thrown out of a vehicle. A witness saw someone throw a rubber glove out of the window near the Dairy Queen around the time of the murder. So it was recovered by the Ellisville police in 1980 and just kind of held because they didn't have anything to do with it. Well, guess what? They're very likely, we've been told by the scientists, is DNA involved there in on that glove.
Just out of curiosity, to stop you right there, which that's where I knew you were going. But so when you say that was then meticulously stored, right, in an evidence bag that could not have been, you know, altered or anything like that, so it's kept in good enough shape to get the DNA out of it.
Yes, everything was sealed like it should have been back then. Not knowing what the future held, they were smart enough to hold it all. And there's a few things they returned to her family I wish I had back. But back then, you know, it was one of them is her purse. So today you do all kinds of things with a purse, like touch DNA. You can get, you know, fingerprints off of those kind of material today that you couldn't then through chemical processing.
Uh-huh.
So you know, they didn't know then, and they gave the purse back to the surviving family at the time. I wish I still had that purse, but I don't. So I'll work with what I have. But what I'll tell you, the biggest development in this case, and I'll make it short, is they thought they had narrowed in on a suspect who they thought had done this murder. It's because he had killed four people at the Pope's Cafeteria in DePere.
Oh, that was a big case, right? Yes.
Yeah, you remember that one?
Oh, of course.
That one was 6 months after Marge was killed at Dairy Queen. So rightfully, they said this could be the same, you know, person. It's closing time, make them open the safe, shoot them all, kill them in the restaurant, take the money from the safe. So that was a good idea to look at him. But records that were discovered later showed that he was actually at work when the murder happened at Dairy Queen.
Okay.
He was a security guard at SLU. And he had applied to be a police officer in the city of St. Louis as well. So he was convicted and executed by the state of Missouri for the Pope's Cafeteria murders.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I remember 1980 was the first, that was the first spring that I lived in St. Louis. We moved in November of 1979, and I definitely remember the Pope story being a huge story, and then the aftermath of that. This one I just don't really remember. I was only 15 years old being in the news. On the DNA evidence, so what happens next? And Melissa, by the way, is going to come in the studio and talk about this tomorrow, but do you run it through, I mean, first you would run it through a database to see if there's any kind of hits there, but sometimes you get into these tricky situations where the 23andMe's and places like that get involved.
Yep. So we have nothing back from the crime lab yet, other than potential DNA in the glove that I talked about. So we will see. I don't have any reason to believe the suspect's DNA is anywhere on her body. There was no sexual assault. There was no injury that we could tell from the suspect. So I suspect that all of the blood that will be tested will show her DNA on the clothing, that type of thing. But we don't know what else. There was a cigarette butt recovered from the office area. Does it have DNA on it? And all that will go into something called CODIS, and maybe Melissa. And by the way, she and her team have been wonderful to work this case. They've issued grand jury subpoenas for me to get records and those type of things. So
nice.
They've been absolutely wonderful to work with. I have to give her a shout out for that.
You know, there have to be, and Sue and I talk about these cases every once in a while in the news, there have to be a lot of cases like this from that time period in particular, because it was really the end of the 80s where the DNA technology started kicking in a little bit more, started to be more reliable, really not until the 90s, but there were cases. You know, I covered a case, and I've talked about this every once in a while, Chief. there's a case of this guy, and there should have been a movie made about this, or at least, you know, a Law and Order. This guy's name was Ralph Davis, and he lived in Boone County in Roachport, I think. This is when I was in Columbia. And his African-American, his wife goes missing. She's white. And everybody thinks that Ralph Davis killed her, right? But there's no body. There's no evidence right. that turned up. So I don't remember the time frame involved here, but months later, there's a storage locker in Jefferson City, and they had to crack the lock on it because the person wasn't making payments. And inside that locker was the vehicle that Ralph Davis had that he killed his wife. And the body wasn't in there, but there was brain material and other things that were in the car. And this, Joe Mosley was the prosecutor at the time. He became a state senator, and he's still a friend to this day. But he rebuilt the car in the Boone County Courthouse, and he became, this is what I remember.
Wait,
this was
really?
The first. Oh, yeah.
That's
and this
awesome.
Was the first case, I think it was the first case in the country that someone was convicted of first-degree murder and, by the way, sent to death row, and he was removed from the planet, too, when they did not have a body, and they were simply using just DNA evidence. And again, that was probably 88, 89,
wow.
but that was very new at the time.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. I was in homicide in the early 90s, mid-90s, and later in the 90s, and we didn't really have much DNA going on. We had something called PCR, which was kind of the precursor to DNA. One of the things that's come out of this since the media has advertised it so much since the press conference is others calling me and saying, would you work on mine? Would you work on my family? And
right.
So that's to be expected. So I'll let Melissa make an announcement that she'll make about a cold case unit and let her talk about that when you have her on tomorrow. But I think this case in Ellisville really generated that interest with her that they need to have a dedicated cold case team in the prosecutor's office.
That's cool. There have been at least two television shows that I've watched in the last couple of months. One was called Department Q, and then there was another one that I can't remember, that both dealt with cold case, you know, detectives that were coming back and, in, you know, trying to unveil things that happened decades before. So these things really do. That's why they're inspired and why Hollywood, you know, picks up on this stuff, because we have enough datelines and, you know, MSNBC, not MSNBC, but you know what I mean, the 48 Hours and stuff like that, that tell these stories that all kind of amaze us.
Right. I'm trying to get the Major Case Squad itself to start up a cold case unit of retired investigators. I'm not retired. I still work full time. But this case specifically interested me because it was in Ellisville, which I live in the area, and I'm an Ellisville reserve officer. So that's why I took this case. But certainly when we're finished with this one, certainly able to help out with others in the future.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It really is. So keep us posted, and I look forward to having Melissa tomorrow. A couple other things I wanted to ask you. One about a local story. So there was a story in the Post-Dispatch today about an incident that happened at a football game last week in St. Charles. And this is in the St. Charles School District. There was a lot of fights that were going on. And in one case, one of the kids who's 14, Chris Green Jenkins, was trying to stand up in theory for his sister, and then he punched a cop. Well, the cop kind of punched back. You know, some of this is caught on video, and now the parents and other people are asking questions about the police officer striking him before he was brought to the ground and arrested. Now, this is one of those situations where you don't know the entire story because the video, and there's so much stuff happening at the same time and people yelling and shouting and all that. The cops are trying to get a handle on the situation. Without the audience having the advantage of seeing the video, how do you interpret this situation?
Well, I did have the advantage of seeing the video, and it was very chaotic. It was a mess is about the best way to describe it. And all I tell you is you've probably heard me say this before, when an officer uses force, and everything I saw there looked completely lawful to me, what they were doing, but it's not pretty. It just isn't pretty.
Yeah.
And you've got this older officer, you know, striking this student, and there's nothing good that can come out of a video like that, that you go, oh, should he, shouldn't he? But remember who started this, who hit first. And then I saw some of the comments from the family who basically went right into, but he's got some challenges, mental health challenges,
right,
and things
right.
like that, so it's okay. And the officer should know that before they strike back. Well, guess what? You don't have the benefit of knowing all of that when it's going on. So, you know, the officer is required to defend himself and to make an arrest, and that's what he did. And like I said, it wasn't pretty, but I saw nothing unlawful.
No, and I didn't either. But, you know, this is just one line in the story. But it also, I think, for people who don't take time to know the entire story, to watch the video, it says Green Jenkins has mental disabilities, including anxiety and depression, as well as a seizure disorder. Last year, this kind of jumps out at you. Last year, he brought a knife to school because he was being bullied and wanted to get kicked out. That's what his mom said. So obviously, this is a troubled kid. They also make the claim, by the way, that when that incident happened, it was the cop that he fought with at the game the other night, somehow alleging that the cop, you know, had something against the kid. But I don't think the cop even had time to realize who the kid was in that instance.
No, you don't. That you saw the video. It was so chaotic and what a mess, and people screaming and fights, different fights going on around the same immediate vicinity. There's no way you would know who that is.
No, yeah, it was crazy. All right, so on the big national case that's getting a lot of attention here, have you seen, unfortunately, I watched the video, the full video that's not edited, of the stabbing in Charlotte of Iriana Zarutska, and that's getting a lot of attention right now because of the lack of coverage in the legacy media. But have you checked that out? Have you dialed into that at all?
I have. Yeah. I saw the same video.
It's awful.
You saw. Awful. And it was just absolutely stunning, awful. I wish, you know, every time I look at one of those, I wish I hadn't.
I know. I couldn't help myself because I knew it was out there. But this poor girl just, you know, gets off work and she gets on the train, and then for the video that's out there, for people who don't want to watch the whole version of it, in the aftermath of this, she's just kind of hunkered down in the seat. She doesn't even know what happened to her, I don't think. And she's in so much shock. And then it only takes a matter of seconds. She slumps over. There is someone who comes finally after people who are seated around her. And again, I'm not going to put blame on the people that didn't come to her rescue that were seated around her, because honestly, it happened so fast, I don't even think they knew what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, did you see the knife? Did you take a close look at the knife?
I saw the knife because you could actually see it when he's getting on the train. They have an angle, but I didn't take a close look, no.
I would tell you, I would describe that as kind of a large pocket knife. Remember, he had to open it up. It was a folding knife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you how many times police officers have shot people for attacking them or coming at them with the knife. And I've heard, you know, surviving, you know, family members say they shouldn't have shot him. It was only a pocket knife. You want to see what a pocket knife will do? Go watch that video.
Well, or just follow what's been happening in England, because they don't have guns. They've had a, you know, a spate of all kinds of, you know, very serious incidents with knives, especially related to their migrant situation. But then, Chief, the other thing that jumps out on this case from Charlotte, and this is where I don't think the left really understands this. You have a montage of 14 pictures from his arrest for previous felonies. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me, different situation, but reminded me of what happened here with Janae Edmondson losing her legs and Daniel Riley, who should have been behind bars. Now, this guy, there's no question, but he was let out even in January by a judge with cashless bail. And here's the consequences again. This guy should never have been out free. I mean, you could go back case after case after case. He's going to do something like this eventually, and there he did.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you know, we've seen this so many times around the country. I will tell you, I did Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department's last accreditation assessment, and it's a very good police department. But you know what? If you arrest the people and the courts let them right back out, let them out, guess what's going to happen? Eventually, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Everybody's like, well, we can't incarcerate somebody that's mentally ill. When they're dangerous, yes, you can and you should.
Yeah, did you hear Mamdani today talking about Rikers?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Well, okay, let me play. This is good here before I let you go. So there's too many people in Rikers, Chief.
The jail population of Rikers has increased since Eric Adams has come into office by more than 1,000 additional incarcerated New Yorkers. And what is quite staggering to me is that we know that we can reduce that jail population to less than 4,000. I mean, Vital City had an article about a number of different proposals that could reduce it to 3,700. And some of this also just has to look at the average stay on Rikers in the 90s was 50 days. Now it's more than 100. There are more than 1,500 people on Rikers who have been held there for more than a year. So I do think many of the reforms that have to be made are also reforms around the court system.
Here's our solution. Let's let people out of Rikers who probably deserve to be there anyway, right?
Didn't we try that in St. Louis and it didn't work?
Yes.
My guess is, you know, there's nobody in the county jail locked up on misdemeanor charges. And I always used to say, if you could find somebody over there serving time for misdemeanor charges in the county jail, I'll walk over there with you and help you get them out.
There's always something else. Maybe they were arrested on a misdemeanor, but there's always things that are connected that are more serious charges. That's why they're behind bars.
Keep in mind, if the sentence is under a year, they don't go to state jail. They stay in the Rikers jail. So if there's people spending time there, they've been sentenced. They've been convicted and sentenced. Now, some are awaiting trial, but typically the ones that are locked up waiting trial are the really bad guys.
But we don't want to worry about that. We want to get them social workers, apparently. Mamdani in New York City and other urban leaders in many American cities. I think we had a mayor like that and a circuit attorney here for a while as well. Chief, always great to have you on. Thanks for weighing in. I love the cold case stuff. Very interesting.
Take care.
All right, take care. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.